FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
Friend of the show, Nick Cody, isn't far away. He'll do a dirty story. He's going to read us a flirty 9:30 after 9 o'clock.
From the
9:30, I should say.
5-minute erotica.
Oh, can't wait for it.
35 passionate tales of sex and seduction.
Been a hit. We've already had Limo do it. We've already had...
Limo owns the book. Pretty funny. Got his own copy at home.
Yeah. We've also had Lawrence Mooney give us a read. So, yeah, Nick Cody, not far away, giving us that reading.
Tom, I want to share with you, I did a bit of a secret recording because my girlfriend Sarah said something outrageous relating to a smell. And I recorded what she said secretly in the bedroom. And I think you'd be baffled at what she said about this smell. It's very strange, very specific.
I'm excited for it. It's up next. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Aussie Crawl, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
If you know someone that looks like their pet, head over to Facebook at Tom and Ollie.
Tom, in recent months, we've been asked by our boss to clean up Naughty After Nine somewhat. Yes. We were asked to rein it in a little bit.
Yeah.
It's
totally
getting a bit too smutty. So in that
context... And I wholeheartedly agree.
Oh, same. And in that context, Tom, I want you to receive this question with that in mind.
Okay.
And the question is this on 1-triple-353.
Yep.
What smell got you in trouble? Now, that's what I don't want, Tom. So you've gone straight for the bottom line, what we call base humour, which is what you do. You're all about basic humour, and there's got to be one guy on the team who's a nufty, and that's you. I bring the brains. Mm. No, I don't want to go down the fart track because it's too easy, Tom. What smell got you in trouble? I ask. Because my girlfriend, Sarah, is on a normal day, a lovely girl, very rational, very smart, very reasonable. Mm-hmm. On this day over the weekend, I couldn't help but get my phone out and record what she said to me when a certain smell didn't go down too well, let's just say.
Okay.
Listen to what I recorded as my phone was placed on the bed next to her.
Are there some smells that you don't really love?
Yeah, farts.
You can't help that.
What smell don't you like?
The newspaper.
The smell of newspaper.
Like in the bedroom, it's just, I don't know. Fine, ignore it. It's not a big one, I know.
Poor tired cell in the morning. Oh, wait, the smell of moose.
No, that's going to bed. What? That was before bed, so she was tired. You could hear that I was in trouble then, couldn't you? Ignore it.
It's a small thing. I don't care. Yeah. It's all good. I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'll compromise. Once again, not you, which is the kind of thing she'd say. Mm. But is that not weird? I don't like the smell of newspaper in the bedroom. It's not napalm, you know?
You know what? The newspaper in the bed, if you've got a white bedspread, which I'm guessing you do, because your girlfriend Sarah loves nice things.
Always white. Everything's white.
The ink from the newspaper is very messy. It can pour in a fresh newspaper.
And I'm okay with that. I agree with that. I don't want ink on the bed, but I don't mind the smell. I've never really smelt a paper lying around.
Nah, there's a certain smell of a newspaper.
It was the Weekend Australian. I just bought it for the first time.
Why are you buying the Weekend Australian?
That's huge. So many articles to read.
But so boring.
Have you ever heard of such a ridiculous thing? So I thought...
Reading The Australian? Yeah, no, I haven't, because you're a 28-year-old man.
What smell got you in trouble is my question. And I know it's a long shot. It's obscure.
Ollie, I know it's a long shot, but you know what's not a stinker? Is the new film Johnny English Strikes Again. All right?
Okay.
I've got an in-season double to go see Johnny English Strikes Again. That's right. So if I'm on 1-triple-353... If you can name a smell that got you in trouble, and I'm not talking about farts or poos, come on, guys, clean it up. You can go see Rowan Atkinson because he's back in Johnny English Strikes Again in cinema September 20, 1-triple-353.
An incentive, good one. What smell got you in trouble?
This is new music from Luca Brasi called The Clothes I Slept In, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. It's new music from Luca Brasi. It's called Clothes I Slept In. Let us know what you think. Head to triplem.com.au. Become a club member. Have a say about the music that we play.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
First friend of the show, Nick Cody, isn't far away with that flirty 9:30 reading.
Tom, I've asked on 133353, what smell got you in trouble after my girlfriend didn't like a certain smell? Do you want to hear the audio of Sarah again?
Sure.
Are there some smells that you don't really love?
Ew, fart.
You can't help that.
What smell don't you like?
The newspaper.
The smell of newspaper?
Like in the bedroom, it's just, fine, ignore it. It's not a big one, I don't care.
It's so real. Look, what smell got you in trouble? If you can get involved in 133353, I can give you an in-season double to Johnny English Strikes Again, the new film with Rowan Atkinson.
I'm not sure what kind of smells we'll get. I don't know. Maybe it's something like you burnt toast, got in trouble.
What? What do you mean?
Like a burnt smell, like a toasty, like a charcoal-y burnt. I'm just giving an example, man. Come on.
It's boring. G'day, Elizabeth.
Hi.
What smell got you in trouble?
My smelly feet.
Oh, Elizabeth, do you have smelly feet?
I have smelly feet, especially, I made the mistake of getting in the car after work and taking my shoes off.
Oh, no.
What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Just, just flats.
Just flats.
But they're closed flat shoes.
Smelly.
Very smelly. And, they do smell.
All right. Why do they get you in trouble?
Because they smell really bad.
Well, good on you. You're in the running. Is she?
Because of her feet.
Yeah.
Hey, Clint.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Good. What smell got you in trouble?
The perfume that my previous wife... My previous wife and...
you're a thirsty piggy.
I don't get it.
Well, he's gone and cheated on his wife and he's got the perfume of the other wife on.
Is that it?
I don't know. Is that it, Clint?
No. When we got married and we bought her bridesmaid a lovely bottle of perfume, and then about a month later I come home with the smell.
Because he cheated.
Yeah, it's not good, is it?
Oh, no, it's not good. Am I going to reward you movie tickets
Clint,
for cheating on your
movies.
Wife? No, we're not going. He's not going to the movies, are we?
Trent.
Yeah, g'day, Trent.
How you going, guys?
What smell got you in trouble?
Mate, I got invited to my mate's 40th birthday back up in Queensland, and the silly fool ran out of firewood, so we burnt the plastic high chairs.
Oh, you burnt plastic high chairs?
Oh, yeah, well, I still maintain it was his fault.
Why did you do that, mate?
Well, we ran out of firewood.
Well, those chairs aren't going to do much good, are they?
Well, they'll burn, but they must have stunk, did they?
They do stink, but they do hang a crack of a fire.
Really?
Like leaves from the gum trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. But obviously worse, plastic chairs.
I don't think I can give anyone tickets to the movies. Because they're all inappropriate.
Like I said, Elizabeth is in the running.
You want to give Elizabeth tickets for
her stinky feet, mate? It's a great story.
Oh, g'day, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Mate, you got stinky feet. You go to the movies.
The easiest radio prize ever. If you've got stinky feet, give us a call. 133353.
No. Well done, Elizabeth. That is the lamest story. That is the easiest prize you will ever win, mate, for calling the radio, saying you got stinky feet.
National radio show.
You know what? I've got one more double to give away to Johnny English Strikes Again. Rowan Atkinson's back. He's in cinemas September 20 with Johnny English Strikes Again. I did say September 20. 133353.
Don't say farts or poo.
What smell got you in trouble? No farts, no poos. Only good stories. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. What were you going to say, Ollie?
Nothing.
Oh, don't worry. Some metal liquor for your Monday night. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Not far away, Nick Cody. First friend of the show. Doing a flirty 9:30 reading.
First friend, Tom.
First friend. Yeah, we'll have more friends, hopefully. You know, join the ranks of being friends of the show.
It's taken a year and a half to get our first friend, has it?
Yeah, well, radio shows say friend of the show. Well, this is the first time I'm saying that. So Nick Cody is the first friend of the show.
Well, he'll be in here in 5 minutes' time to get naughty.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Well, Tom, we're hearing some ripper stories.
Yeah. You put out an in-season double pass to go see Johnny English Strikes Again because Rowan Atkinson's back. In cinemas September 20 with Johnny English Strikes Again. You put that out there and you go, I've got a double pass to give away.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what question you ask, apparently they'll come running. Because the question is, Ollie,
what smell got you in trouble? We already heard from Kathy, who had smelly feet. Can you beat that?
Definitely wasn't Kathy.
Can you beat Kathy Cassandra? Because she had smelly feet and she's going to see Johnny English strikes again.
Mate, it was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
So get the name right.
Lizzie.
Yeah, I can't believe we gave her a double pass to the cinemas for having smelly feet. But
neither can I. It was a new low. But let's go to Andrew. What smell got you in trouble, mate?
Hey, guys. Look, it's a bit more complicated than the last caller.
Good.
But I'd just come back from Europe, and my dad was... I'd moved back in with my dad. He was going to put on a big feast and invite some important people around to welcome me home. And he opened the secondary freezer that we store the meat in. Mm. And apparently the motor had blown in that freezer, and the meat had been rotting in there for several months.
Oh.
And as we opened the fridge, you could see the smell waft out, and it just penetrated the whole house. Every curtain and every sheet was just... disgusting. It was like rotten carcass in the lounge room.
Oh,
and the whole house had to be evacuated. No one could even sleep in there for the next week.
Incredible.
And it was the worst experience I've ever had with my dad, I think.
Oh,
smelly.
Mate. Well, you're in the running, Andrew, which is the famous words I said to Elizabeth, and she won the tickets. So that's bad.
Scott?
Rotten meat. Tom, you ever had rotten meat?
Nah. Oh, well. G'day, Scott.
How you doing?
Really good, mate. What's your smell got you in trouble?
A few years ago, I actually gave my current girlfriend, still my girlfriend, a present, and she wasn't a fan of the smell of the wrapping paper.
Oh, come on.
Oh, girlfriends, I tell you.
Oh, mate, the missile. I can't even believe it.
Nah, I was spewing. It was probably, I can't remember what the gift was. I'm assuming it was good because I'm just good at that sort of stuff. But,
yeah, nah, mate. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
The wrapping paper, what was the smell of it? Was there anything?
Oh, you know, it's just like it's typical sort of plasticky. Like, I'm assuming it wasn't expensive wrapping paper, but it wasn't it wasn't great smell. Just like that plasticky paper sort of smell.
And in the same breath of getting the gift, she's like, oh, I love the gift, but the wrapping paper smells.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe it smelled like newspaper. Did it smell anything like newspaper, Scott?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't go around sniffing newspapers very often, but...
Well, Ollie's girlfriend does, and she hates the smell of newspapers. That's why we're asking this question.
In the bedroom, she hates it.
Which makes me think, what are you doing with the newspaper?
In the living room, it's okay, Tom.
But... Hang on. Don't tell me that before a session you're putting newspaper down.
No, I put a tarp down, mate. I'm serious.
Oh, okay. Shane.
Hey, Tom.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good. Now, what smell got you in trouble?
It's me B.O.
Your B.O.?
B.O. Apparently, your wife tells me it smells like sunscreen.
Oh, God.
And so have sunscreen, and she hates the smell of sunscreen. So yeah. For the last 9 years, I've had to wash my own clothes and had separate baskets and everything.
Oh. Wow.
That must be bad.
Not much more to say to that. Hey, Jack.
Hey, mate. How's it going?
What smell got you in trouble?
It was me and my friend, before I got in an international flight, decided to partake in some of the devil's lettuce.
Yeah. Okay.
The customs officer was not too impressed.
Was it just wafting from your body and your clothes?
I think they saw me first because I was pretty loaded, but yeah.
Hey, you were...
I was pretty cool, calm and collected.
You were pretty loaded, but pretty cool, calm and collected as well.
Yeah, they ran the dog over me and he wasn't confused at all.
The dog probably got high, did he? From
I'm not sure. Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, my God.
Well, it's either the devil's lettuce, Tom, with Jack, or it is.
You can't give it to someone who's been...
Well, then, therefore, it is. As I said before, you're in the running. It's Andrew with his horrible, male rotten smell, meat, whatever.
Andrew, rotten. You're going to see Johnny English Strikes Again.
Fantastic. Fantastic, guys. Thank you.
You turned the fridge off, didn't you?
Yeah,
I didn't hear the story. Tom and Ollie
on Triple M. A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
Triple M. It's pretty fun, right? We ordered this book from the States. It was used. It's an erotica. It's an erotic novel, isn't it? It's called 35 Short Stories or something.
35 Passionate Tales of Sex and Seduction.
Oh, by Carol Queen, the queen herself.
Carol the Big Queen, Tom.
Now, you know what's fun? You grab a comedian. Like Nick Cody, who's in the brand new film The Merger, which is out in cinemas now. Go see it. Awesome Aussie film. And you get him to read a section of this book with a little beep button, just waiting for if they say some naughty words.
Get Nick Cody in here now.
Yeah, let's do it up next. This is Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Flirty 930, not far away. Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Hey, by the way, if you can't get involved on the phones, 133353, and then hit us up across Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at Tom and Ollie with a Y.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After Nine.
Well, it's just gone 9:30, Tom, so it's about time that we get a bit raunchy, wouldn't you say? And we've decided to jazz up Flirty 9:30 with a guest reader, and it's been a success so far.
Yeah, it's really good. Basically, we get a guest in here to read a page from the erotic novel that is called 35 Minute Erotica, 35 Short Tales by Carol Queen, and we have Nick Cody in the studio. Hey, Nick.
Lads.
Mate. What's going on? Let's read some erotic tales, boys.
Hey, by the way, how's Merger going?
Man, great.
Mate, yeah.
I saw it. Yeah. So funny.
And thank you very much.
It was a packed out cinema.
And I saw you put up a photo on Instagram, paid for a ticket.
I literally paid for a ticket.
What a good bloke.
Yeah.
Tried to get a free one.
Actually, can I have a free one? Because I haven't seen it yet.
I'll talk to my people. Yeah. Yours.
You've got to support Aussie films.
Yeah, you do. Thanks, Make sure you go out and see The Merger. Awesome Aussie rules film.
It's footy, country towns.
Love it.
And how our differences make us stronger.
Hey, you a fan of erotic fiction, by the way?
Oh, mate. Why would I be?
Why would you be?
Why wouldn't you be?
There's the internet.
Yeah, you're more of a video guy, aren't you?
Yeah. Nick Cody, what I'd like you to do is pick a random page of the book, 5 Minute Erotica.
Alrighty.
And just rip into
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully it's a page we haven't read yet. What's the title of the story? If you go back a page, you might find out what it's called. Just to frame it up for us.
Yeah, okay.
Title of this story is...
They're all about a page long.
The Long Walk Home.
Brilliant.
It was a good night for a walk. Clear and crisp enough to motivate a walker, but not so chill as to discourage one. She could see for miles from the road.
It's really bad writing.
Is this erotic?
It's really bad writing, and that's one of the best parts of it. So don't be baffled by the clumsy lexicon or the awkward phrasing.
It's more about just the exercise regime of whoever.
There's always like a bit of a preamble where it just slowly builds
into it. Are we halfway through the story here? We're halfway through the story and someone's out walking.
Yeah, they're having a walk. The Patagonia.
Jazz it up, mate. Just jazz it up.
She could see for miles from the road. It was one of the reasons why they liked to drive there in the first place. Tonight's moon extended the horizon even farther than usual. She remembered the night they had pulled over, spread a blanket on the trunk of the car, and under that enormous moon.
There you go. Well, we got something.
Wowza. Out of left field.
Yeah.
She had between her.
Oh, my God.
What a shame.
It being her time of the month.
Oh, my God.
As she leaned against the back window and watched the heavy round disc. Blood red itself, rest briefly upon his bare buttocks as he to her.
Oh.
Okay.
See, who links the moon with a period? Like, that's not a thing that
is
you
that
wouldn't...
what has happened? The blood red disc.
She was comparing the disc is surely the moon.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, follow along, Tom. Listen.
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
I'm just a bit thrown.
Yeah. Normally when there's like a blood red moon or an eclipse, people are out, you know, with the cellophane over their eyes. They're not doing a route. Whatever. However you enjoy science.
Yeah.
They had lain facing one another, each watching the moon. He as it reflected in the back window. She as it rose between his legs. Who's doing a route and watching the moon?
Hang on, is the moon a metaphor in this?
No.
Not
no, it's the actual moon. It's the literal... It's the literal moon.
They're watching the same moon from different angles.
Yeah. Wow. I think they should have just watched the moon, maybe.
Get to the sex, author. You know?
Hang on, and why? If he's watching it in the reflection of the car window...
They clearly wanted to see the blood red moon.
Well, he clearly doesn't want to look at her in the eyes. Like, he's looking at the reflection of the moon.
But it's like they've forgotten why they went out into the field in the first place.
Carol Queen is just a strange author, isn't she?
It's like they're at the end of the runway at Tullamarine and they're meant to be plane spotting and it's like, we both saw the A330. Me as a... Oh, I'm meant to watch planes.
That's A380, isn't it?
There had been kisses on noses, on eyebrows, on lips, on chins.
Oh.
To say the face. There had been little nibbles and then more kisses. He had rolled beside her, slipping an arm under her neck and atop her shoulders. Great, jiu-jitsu, I like this. He's going for the neck there.
Beep that.
Is that the triangle? They rested and watched the moon move across the sky on its rounds. That's not how the moon works.
So much moon focus. Is this book called just
and I
moon?
Love it. It's the moon doing its rounds. Like they're either there for days or they don't know what the moon is.
Okay, what happens at the end? Can you just give us a little paraphrase of what happens at the end? Give us the last sentence.
Oh, I'll go the second one. Okay. The car stopped beside and slightly in front of her. The door opened as she glanced toward it. Get in, she said. You've got something I want and I'm not going to wait all night for you to walk home. She smiled quietly and moved close to the car. Then they drove away.
What?
What has happened here?
There was one sexy sentence in that whole story.
Yeah.
When they've...
Yeah. This is a grim book.
Oh, well, the merger is a way better thing to go and see and get entertained with. Make sure you go out and see the merger at all good Aussie cinemas. Nick Cody, thank you very much for getting involved in Flirty 930.
Guys, thanks for making my night very weird.
Go out and watch the moon now, I reckon.
It's Devil Inside in Excess. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Thank you for being involved on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter at Tom and Ollie tonight.
Yes, very busy on the socials, Tom.
Oh, massive.
Messages, calls, comments. I mean, you can go to Facebook at Tom and Ollie and see the photo of my mum looking like her dog next to my uncle looking like his dog.
Wow. That's who would have thought that there was such a thing as owners who look like their pets?
They do. It's a real thing, Tom.
Okay, okay.
You can also check out the tub with 1,001 uses. Please add to that. Yeah. Getting some great answers there. But finally, James has messaged us because we asked before what smell got you in trouble. Mm. James has said, guys, his girlfriend's in the car with him as well, which is quite good. Oh, yeah. He said, my morning routine has made my missus angry at me.
Well, the missus.
I have a newfound passion for dehydrating jerky. She complained. Oh, she complained.
That is good, though. Hang on. Before that, how good is dehydrate? Remember, we had it on that hike.
Our mate, Arjos, made some jerky. So nice.
And we had to. We weren't allowed to eat it all on the first day. We had to ration it off because we wanted to eat it.
It was
so
like
much.
Crack.
Oh my god.
He said she complains that anything she puts in the car now, including her work uniform, just ends up stinking of off ham. So, not happy, and hopefully they're still driving, and that she hears that live on the radio. But thanks, James.
That's good stuff. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.